Taoiseach, we learnt last night that there are currently 133 staff that are off work at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's as of last Friday. We understand it could be over 150. All non-essential services have been suspended. It is an unprecedented crisis at the hospital. Now, we're talking about a hospital that was running at full capacity over recent years. So that's saying something. Taoiseach, can I appeal to you and the Minister for Health to ensure that every possible additional resource is deployed to the hospital? We're dealing with staff and families of patients every day as public representatives that are appealing to us to help to get additional resources. So I want to appeal to you directly, Taoiseach, do everything you can. I spoke to Colm Henry, the Chief Clinical Officer of the HSE, twice yesterday, and I'm asking you to get in behind those calls. And
thank you very much, Deputy Taoiseach.
I think both cases illustrate the damage that COVID-19 can do. And that's why we have restrictions. And it's worth reflecting on the impact that COVID can have on hospital services. Hospitals have had to postpone non-essential services because of the spread of COVID amongst hospital staff. That's unfortunately a reality. And to say that we'll do everything we possibly can to provide every resource we can to Letterkenny, be on no doubt about that. Anything that has to be done will be done, and likewise with any other hospital across the country. But I think it's an important point to make that as we consider the easing of restrictions, they're there for a reason. And when you get very high levels of community transmission of the virus, it does find its way in to hospitals and it finds its way into nursing homes. And that's the context for the restrictions.